Had several things going on in my head and in my heart about this week. Primarily just getting down to being grateful and thankful. I know y'all heard about that little girl that got kidnapped from church and stuff, and they finally found her, and that was so sad. But you know, we've got to be grateful and thankful for all things. It's terrible. So anyway, just because it's Thanksgiving, we all want to always go around and say what we're thankful for and stuff like that. We should do that every day, though, okay? And sometimes, just want to talk to you, Linda has a video that I wanted to play for you. It was so good. Now, I was reading in this book about Jesus and how many times that he healed all these different people. He healed the lepers. He healed the woman with her blood issue. I mean, every time he turned around, he healed that man from birth being blind when he spit in the mud and stirred it up. He healed all the time. And he just loved you so much. And what we've got to realize, though, if anybody's in a circumstance right now, raise your hand. If there's something that's going on with you right now, you are in the middle of it, and you don't know how it's going to work out, but you're right in smack in the middle of it. Well, you're in a good place. Let me tell you why. Because God knows where you are. Yeah. He knows your circumstance. God's going to be praised in your circumstance. In the Bible, it talked about the people came up and, well, why are you going to heal this guy that's been blind since birth? It was his sins or his parents' sins. And God said, no, it's not. It's not. It says things happen so that they work, so the work of God might be displayed in his life. Let me assure you that your circumstance is for a reason. We need to be grateful and praise God for the situations you're in right now. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Turn everything around for attitude of gratitude. Here's a couple of things. Everyone in here has a problem. Even if they didn't raise their hand or any circumstance, you have problems. Let me assure you, you cannot change the past. Even though we bring the past with us lots of times, you need to leave the past in the past because you cannot change the past. Opinions of others does not define you. Okay, so what any person might say to you, it doesn't define you. You do not have to accept negativity, okay? Let me assure you that things always get better. One thing for sure is kindness does not cost anything, and you only fail if you quit trying. You know, if we still keep this attitude of always wanting to try, always hanging on for hope. God made you explicitly, just like you are. He made you, and you're beautiful. How many people here feel like they're beautiful? That's very few. Well, all of us should feel beautiful because God made you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful because he made you just the way you are. Okay, in our circumstances, say you're in a terrible circumstance right now. You don't know how you're going to get out of it. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. It's okay. You don't need to know all the answers right now. God has you right here, right now, in your circumstance to work something out in your life to, number one, make you stronger. Number two, teach you something through this. Number three, be an example for other people. Or four, he just wants to get the glory out of your situation and put it through you. So circumstances are there for a reason. And we can't just dwell on the negativity of it all the time. I'm sorry, I had grandkids and they tore my papers out to write on them and everything else. I'm just going to hurt them one day. A few things. Any time can be your time to shine. Okay? You have so much to look forward to. Think of yourself as a gift to all who know you. Start counting your blessings and they become countless. So I think what God's trying to tell us here is to get the focus off of our issues, off of our problems, and keep them on him. No matter what you're going through, he's going to be praised in this storm. You know, today, coming to pick up the girls that I have in the car, there was two horrifying wrecks. One, a car was flipped over on the other side. I mean, there was people everywhere. And it was just horrendous. It had sopped the whole side down of it. And I was thinking, oh, I'm so sorry, Lord. Please bless that. I'm so glad it's on that side, though. And I no longer got about 5 minutes down the road, and our freeway was blocked off by another wreck. You know, your life can change in a split second.
Amen.
Thank God that we have people out there that want to come to help us. Mm-hmm. We've got firemen there. We've got EMTs there. We've got police there. We've got the sheriff's department there. We always have God places people in our lives to help us.
Mm-hmm.
You have people in your lives right now that may not be in your lives later. You say, well, why did people come in and out of my life? Sometimes God puts people in our lives for you to learn something, for them to teach you something,
Amen.
Or how to deal with a certain situation. It doesn't mean that they're going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And if God, if you're trying to get things right in your life and he starts taking people away from your life, then it may be a reason that they're trying to steer you in a different direction. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about spouses, Kathy. You know, you and I, we just have that thorn in our side with our guys, don't we?
For the rest of our lives.
But there may be people he brings in your life that will be there forever and ever. But that's okay, you know, because we've got to quit questioning every time something happens in our lives. Why are we going through this? Why is God doing this? God loves you, but we need to be grateful. Because in your situation, if you're in the situation, all you can do is focus on it and be upset about it and cry about it, have self-pity of it, God's not going to change it right now.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to learn something right now. So whatever it is, Holy Spirit, this is what you need. Whatever it is, Holy Spirit, please help me to learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to get closer to you in the end. So you can't sit and just think about yourself during this. You're going to have to remember that we are the light of the world, and we still have to keep our Christian thoughts, our Christian ways in front of other people.
Amen.
Okay? Because he's going to work in your life. He is working right now. Usually when you're the lowest, that's when he's working the hardest. Usually when we don't feel him, that's when he's lifting you up. Usually when we feel so isolated and alone, he's fixed to just move right in and do something spectacular in your life. So in your situations, if we just sit there and ask God to help us through it and just say, okay, God, what is it that you need me to learn? I want to love you through this. It will help. It helps. Somebody's snoring. It's okay. It's okay, she's fine. So, but what we have to do is appreciate everything that's... Leave her alone. She's fine.
Yeah, leave her alone.
She's fine. It's probably her medication.
It's late.
You're okay. What we got to do is appreciate the situation, okay? Goodness. You're okay, Rita. We have to appreciate the situation we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a bigger house, but you're complaining about things going wrong in your house right now, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be appreciative. When you want a bigger car, a nicer car, and you're griping about the car you have, God's not going to bless you with something bigger mm-hmm. and better. If you're griping about, I need money and I need this, but you're not thanking God for the situation that he's putting you through to supply your needs right now, that you're not doing it for the right reasons, okay?
Amen.
You've got to be grateful right now for your situation. Amen. So the ones that raised their hands and said that they were in a situation right now, you feel like you're struggling, maybe you feel like giving up or whatever, I'm going to pray for you, and I want you to thank God for your situation and tell him, thank you that I'm in this situation because I want to be more like you. And this is how we're more like Jesus. He's been... What is the puzzle of? Huh? Because God knows where you are. He knows your situation. We need to be grateful through the bad times as well as the good times.
Uh-huh.
If you can't get through the bad times, you have a bad attitude. He's not going to help you through the good times. Huh?
That's a matter of opinion.
I don't know what you said, but it's okay.
I don't have a bad opinion.
You don't have a bad opinion? Well, another thing we need to be, and I'm not just talking about you, is being humble before the Lord. God is a wrathful God, okay? We need to respect Him and fear Him. I cannot hear you. I know you can scream.
Why should I feel so lovely? Why?
Why should you feel what?
Why should I fear someone who loves me?
Because if you have that respect, just like if your father is fixing to spank you for something you did.
I don't know.
If you don't want the answer, don't ask the question.
That's right.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. Elie does something bad. I tell him, Elie, come here right now. He knows I'm going to get on to him just by the tone of my voice. He's going to fear what I'm going to do for him. We have to have that same reverence and respect to the Lord. You can't just keep living your life the way you want to, acting crazy, acting bad, treating God's children bad, disrespecting everyone, and just being selfish all the time. He's not going to bless you through that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
And you need to fear Him.
Amen. Yeah.
Fearing Him means that I don't want to do anything wrong to disappoint God. That's the type of fear I'm talking about. Okay? Fearing someone because you don't want to disappoint them. I love this person so much, or I love God so much, I don't want Him to feel bad about what I'm doing. I want to be in a good relationship with the Lord. So I fear Him out of respect because I don't want to disappoint God.
And you're mumbling the whole time.
Respect and fear kind of go together. I'm not talking about, ooh, I'm so scared because someone has a gun pointed. I'm not talking about that, not that kind of fear. I'm talking about a fear inside your heart that, I don't want to disappoint David, okay? Number one, if I disappoint him, then we're going to have a disagreement. And then, then it's just bad. I want him to go, you know what, Chris is a good wife. I can depend on her. I love her. She's going to have the house pretty clean. She'll probably have dinner ready. Okay. Not so much that is that Chris is a good woman. When we go out, I know she's going to respect other people.
Yeah.
I don't want to disappoint him. I don't fear him. I don't think Daddy's going to spank me. Okay. But I don't want that. I don't think that kind of hurt, but I don't want to disappoint him. Just like you shouldn't want to disappoint the Lord. And wherever you go, whatever you're doing, you should not want to disappoint the Lord. If what you say to people, how you act to people, how you talk down to people, or if you act like you're better than people, you can't do all that because it's, you got to be humble before God.
Amen.
So don't return what you say. Don't return what you say.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Give them what they get.
Well, you're talking about revenge. If someone came in here, you said don't give what you receive.
I said give what you receive.
Treat everybody else like you want to be treated, okay?
Kelly, have you heard the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Not as they do unto you, but as you would have them.
So, when somebody does something bad to you or wrong to you, you don't want to get revenge. You want to forgive. That's what's hard. That's the humble. That's the respect. You have to forgive them. You have to. Because if you don't forgive them, what? God will not forgive who? You. Okay? Well, it's okay. Let's move on, though, okay? So, in your circumstances right now, I want to encourage you. God is with you. God can change anything. If you're in a valley, please be assured God knows where you are. And, sometimes you think, oh my gosh, he must really be mad at me because I'm so low right now, I can't imagine. It doesn't matter what we think, okay? It doesn't matter what Chris is going through. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that I hate to see my dad the way he is right now. None of that matters. Because God's in control and God's worthy to be praised. No matter what happens to you, God's worthy to be praised. Let's all say that. God's worthy to be praised. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm done. But anyway, I want to pray for the ones that are in circumstances right now. You know, we struggle financially. We struggle in relationships. We struggle with people. We struggle with feeling accepted. You know, and my heart just felt so bad for that little girl. And it's probably her uncle that did it. I mean, how can you kill somebody that you love?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. The world's getting so bad.
Yeah.
But you know what? God, huh?
God took her to heaven with her. Yeah.
God is still worthy to be praised.
Amen.
If you're for Clinton, God's still worthy to be praised. If you're for Trump, God is still worthy to be praised. Mm-hmm. If you have a crappy marriage life right now, God's still worthy to be praised. If you're a little sick right now and you're dying, God is still worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Be reverent, humble, and respect, and be grateful. Bartimaeus is, I've always wanted to make a banner of this, and I keep thinking I'm going to do it. We need to have an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that there are things you can do. You can smile to someone. You can call someone. Linda has a video I want you to watch about how someone made this little girl so happy. Do you have that, baby? Oh, okay, Mary. This is so precious. And how grateful this little girl is. It switches back and comes back to Sunday school picture. So I don't know. It won't stay on there. Well,
let me try this.
Okay.
We're just going to have to quit this and come back to that, I guess.
Well, that's okay.
It won't stay great.
It was working before.
Yeah, no, it was just fine. There you go. Hold on. All right, you're going to have to listen to this thing.
It's okay. So something did pop up like a video. Here it is. It's just a little video. Okay. What?
Here. Small again.
Her sister brought her a box.
Here you go, Mother. Open it up to you.
Everybody wants to be accepted.
Yeah.
Everyone, no matter physical handicaps, mental handicaps, whatever, we all want to belong and be accepted. And it's got to start here. We've got to start loving one another and being grateful.
Amen.
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 Okay, I'm going to pray for the ones in your situations, and then we'll go on, okay? Thank you so much for playing it for me. Dear Holy Spirit, I thank you so much for being here today. Holy Spirit, I ask that you touch the lives of these that have raised your hands, that they are in circumstances and situations that's very difficult for them to handle right now. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would convict them of the righteousness and let them know how much that God loves them and that he knows exactly where they are in their lives. Father, we know that we go through trials and tribulations, and it is so hard to be grateful. And I don't think we're grateful for our problems, but I pray that we can learn from our problems, Lord. And I pray that we turn out to be victorious because Jesus already died on the cross for everything that we're having to go through. Thank you, Father, that you love us, and thank you for how you're going to work in our lives. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Thackers, for that.
Get much better than that.